Friday, June 12, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Some are calling a surge of new COVID cases a second wave, but I think that is getting ahead of things. The first wave never concluded, so this is just a geographical migration of the first wave. It has moved to states that opened aggressively without reaching health officials' guidelines for control. Granted, governors were only responding to their constituencies that were demanding reopening, but that is following, not leading. Warmer temperatures do not appear to be suppressing the virus in the South. Florida, Texas, and Arizona are warm states and are all seeing upticks in positive cases. Heat can actually drive people inside, and that may be the larger risk. Protests in major cities were all outside, but it did not appear that social distancing was adhered to. 20% or more protesters came from someone else than where they were protesting and then will return home. The virus went ballistic in Europe after a multi-nation soccer game in Italy. Fans came together and cheered, spreading the virus, and then took it home on the bus, sparking the pandemic there that killed thousands. Explain to me how these protests or the Trump rally next week in Tulsa will be any different. If the contagion is spread by all the recent changes in human activity, state reopenings, protests, and rallies, we should have a problem again by the July 4th holiday, which in itself would be another accelerator of the virus. Governors will be loath to close things down again as it would tick off constituencies and be an admission that they had made a mistake reopening as aggressively as they did. They are trying to keep the virus suppressed just below a boil. As optimistic as they are over getting a vaccine, a lot more people are going to die before the population is inoculated. I hope my impression is wrong, but I do not think that some give that much more than tacit concern. The death is just a fact of life to them. It is a choice resembling triage, and they think that they are tough and brave in making it. In Brazil, Bolsonaro doesn't even fake any pretense of giving a rip. Anyone who even brings it up is removed from his presence. Everything is still a personal choice. We decide the risks that we take. Do we venture out? Do we wear a mask in public? Pray tell, do we protest? Do we do takeout? Do we get a haircut? Do we associate with family and friends who have social distance? Do we even go to the grocery store? Do we complain about our lost liberty? For individuals, safety means hygiene, wearing face masks, and social distancing, reducing contact with others to a minimum. We cleared our family travel schedule to the end of the year. No New York or Norway, no Walmart either. Hoping they come through with a vaccine so we can reschedule for 2021. There'll be no economic solution until there is a health resolution. I think that the S&P has topped a secondary rally, and what is coming in front of us may be just as bad as what is behind us. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the hogs. USDA boosted its estimate of U.S. pork production in the Wade Report to 27.766 million from 24.436 million pounds. Is that a good or a bad thing when the industry is overproducing for demand? Hog producers are now getting a slice of socialism, too. Tyson is reportedly cooperating with the Department of Justice price-fixing investigation in chicken and will receive immunity from prosecution. They get a stay-out-of-jail-free card for ratting on their competition. Heck of a system. Tyson gets to pretend to take the high road and announced how proud they are of themselves reporting wrongdoing of the others to DOJ. So if their competitors reveal wrongdoing by Tyson, Tyson's in the clear. Like I said, what a system. On the cattle, the beef product market is pretty much back where it started. Retailers should be able to work with these prices. My favorite local steakhouse closed again here in response to a surge of COVID-19. This is only part of the reaction. Even if the restaurants stay open, people will get scared again and stay home. Cattle Facts thinks that there are 1 million head of fat cattle backed up in feedlots and 1.2 million head of feeder cattle backed up outside waiting to get in. They see placements down just 5% for the June report. Reduced placements should have created a hole in future markets that the backed up inventory can fill into starting in August. If feedlots get too aggressive on placements, they can screw this up. Feeder cattle are cheaper because they need to be. As noted, drought conditions, mostly in the western United States, have advanced, which is poor timing when we need to store feeders. Sometimes ranchers have to sell, even if they do not want to. While packers have brought slaughter levels a long way back, neither cattle or hog prices have yet improved as a result of it. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.